this is Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 8, text 14.
Maharaj Bhagavad Gita,
Ah, but you can translate into Bhagavad.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's a good idea. Actually, I'll probably read it in portions, but anyway. Ananya cheta satatam yomam smadati nityashaha tasyaham surabha partha nitya yogdasya yoginaha. Chapter 8, text 14. Lord Krishna says, "For one who always remembers me without deviation, I am easy to obtain, O son of Pratap, because of his constant engagement in devotional service." Switch it off first. Switch it off.
Hey Bhakta, jine ekarbo chitte keval amaki nirantar charan kare, ami sei nitya jukto bhakti jogir kache sulabh hoy.
This verse especially describes the final destination attained by the unalloyed devotees who serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Bhakti Yoga.
Bhakti Yoga's madhyame param purushottam bhagavan seva nijite theke shuddho bhaktagon je charam lokke upnito hote pare tar bishesh bhabe ei shloke bornona kora hoyeche.
Previous verses have mentioned four different kinds of devotees: the distressed, the inquisitive, those who seek material gain, and the speculative philosophers.
Purvavarti shlokulite artho durdashavastho arthati jalajavati bhogosandhani jiggasu gyanlabhe agrahi o gyani chintashil darshani. Ei char rokom bhaktader kotha bola hoyeche.
Different processes of liberation have also been described: karma yoga, jnana yoga, and bhakti yoga.
জড়জগতের বন্ধন থেকে মুক্ত হওয়ার বিভিন্ন পন্থা কর্মযোগ, জ্ঞানযোগ ও হঠযোগের বর্ণনা করা হয়েছে।
The principles of these yoga systems have some bhakti added, but this verse particularly mentions pure bhakti yoga without any mixture of jnan, karma or hatha.
এই সমস্ত যোগ পদ্ধতিতে কিছুটা ভক্তি বা মিশ্রিত থাকে, কিন্তু এই শ্লোকটিতে জ্ঞান, কর্ম কিংবা হঠযোগের কোন রকম সংমিশ্রণ ছাড়াই বিশেষ করে বিশুদ্ধ ভক্তি যোগের কথা বর্ণনা করা হয়েছে।
As indicated by the word ananya cheta, in pure bhakti yoga, the devotee desires nothing but Krishna.
Ananya cheta shabdotir madhyome bojhano hoyeche je shuddho bhakti joge bhakta bhagoban Shri Krishna chhara ar kichui chan na.
Pure devotee does not desire promotion to heavenly planets, nor does he seek oneness with the Brahmajyoti or salvation or liberation from material entanglement.
Shuddha bhakta swarga alok brahmajyoti bilin hoa athwa bhagavanno dike mukti o kamona karen na.
A pure devotee does not desire anything.
Shuddha bhakta kono kichu obilash karen na.
In the Chaitanya Charitamrita, the pure devotee is called nishkam, which means he has no desire for self-interest.
Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita grante shuddha bhakta ke bola hoyeche nishkam, অর্থাৎ তার নিজের স্বার্থের জন্য কোনো বাসনা থাকে না।
Perfect peace belongs to him alone, not to them who strive for personal gain.
তিনি কেবল পূর্ণ শান্তি লাভ করতে পারেন, যারা সর্বদা স্বার্থের প্রচেষ্টা করে তারা কখনো সেই শান্তি লাভ করতে পারে না।
Whereas a jnani yogi, karma yogi or hatha yogi has his own selfish interests, a perfect devotee has no desire other than to please the Supreme Personality of God.
জ্ঞানযোগী কর্মযোগী অথবা অমরযোগী প্রত্যেকে নিজ নিজ বাসনা থাকে, কিন্তু শুদ্ধ ভক্তে কেবল পরম পুরুষোত্তম ভগবানের প্রসন্ন বিধান করা ছাড়া অন্য কোন বাসনা থাকে না।
Therefore, the Lord says that for anyone who is unflinchingly devoted to Him, He is easy to attain.
তাই ভগবান বলেছেন যে তার অনন্য ভক্তের কাছে তিনি সুলভ।
Ananya Cheta Satatam Yomam Smarati Nityasaha Tasyaham Sulabha Partha Nitya Yukdasya Yogi. Yogina, yogi means a person who is connected with the Supreme.
Yogi mane je vyakti parameshwar sanghe jukto.
There are different kinds of yogis, jnana yogis, sattva yogis.
বিভিন্ন প্রকারের যোগী রয়েছেন, জ্ঞান যোগী, হঠ যোগী ইত্যাদি।
But samaya yuktatamo maka, the one who is always engaged in devotional service, bhakti yoga, is the best.
কিন্তু তার মধ্যে সময় যুক্ততম মত অর্থাৎ যিনি ভক্তি যোগে ভগবানের সেবায় রত তিনি হচ্ছে শ্রেষ্ঠ।
And here Lord Krishna is speaking about the bhakti yogis.
এখানে ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ ভক্তি যোগ সম্বন্ধে বলছেন।
Bhakti yoga means the pure devotees.
Bhakti yoga means the pure devotees.
Ananya cheta satatam. Ananya cheta means they're always thinking of Krishna.
Ananya cheta means they're always thinking of Krishna.
Anya cheta, they're not thinking about some other thing.
Ananya cheta, they're not thinking about some other thing.
No mixed motives.
No mixed motives.
No cheating. In the material world, we're cheated. We say, I just want to serve you. But the real thing is, I want to serve my own interests. Maybe even if I get the opportunity while serving you, I'll pick your pocket also. I say I want to serve, but really I want to enjoy. This is called cheating. But Ananya Cheta, the pure devotee really has no other purpose. Than to serve Krishna. In the material world, we're all really cheaters. We are all really cheaters. That's why we're here in the material world. This is the world of cheaters. And because it's a world of cheaters, someone has to be cheated. So the people who are the cheaters are themselves also cheated. So we're cheating one another in different ways. And we're also trying to cheat Krishna. And the result is that, of course, we're cheating ourselves. What is that cheating Krishna? That I am trying to claim Krishna's property as mine. I'm trying to enjoy separately. Something like just like in the business, everyone should be working for the welfare of the business. But if I'm working separately, maybe I'm passing the secrets to the competing business, or maybe I'm taking some money out of the till, then that's cheating.
কিন্তু দেখা গেল হয়তো আমি যে রহস্যগুলো আছে সেগুলো চতুর্থ পক্ষীয়দেরকে বলে দিচ্ছি, অথবা হয়তো রহস্য দিয়ে কিছু পয়সা দিয়ে পদস্থ করছে, এসবই হচ্ছে কথা।
So we're part of Parsha with Krishna, but we're trying to take something, separate it out from the whole, and claim it as ours.
আমরা সকলেই কৃষ্ণের অংশ অংশাংশ, কিন্তু কৃষ্ণের সম্পত্তিকে আমরা নিয়ে আমরা নিজের বলে দাবি করতে চেষ্টা করছি।
This is cheating.
এই হচ্ছে প্রতারণা।
And it's also cheating ourselves because there's nothing separate from Krishna.
আমরা নিজেকে প্রতারণা করছি কারণ আমরা কৃষ্ণের
Vasudeva Sarvamukti, Krishna is everything. And he's Sarvaloka Maheshwara, he owns everything.
Krishna is Sarvichu, Ashishame, Sarvichu Krishna.
So there's no question of taking something out from Krishna. And independently enjoy. But somehow we're thinking that Anyway, Krishna may or may not be there, but let me enjoy this. I have my own plans, my own ideas, my own property, my own everything. Even the advanced devotees who are a little advanced, still, they're keeping something back. This much for Krishna, but this much for me. I can depend on Krishna, but for this I better depend on my own strength. Everything that Krishna wants I'll do, except for a few things only. I'm ready to sacrifice anything. Except some certain things, otherwise everything. That means we're not perfectly pure. Or we think that to become successful in my life, or to be happy in my life, to attain what's needed in my life. Mostly I can depend on Krishna, but some other things I have to do.
I shall love it. Je ha Krishna shabhishu korte hame tale amake shukhi hoar jonne am kichu aradhana korte hame.
Maybe I sometimes have to pray to some other gods for some specific benediction.
Hoyto আমার সাধু সিদ্ধির জন্য কোন বিশেষ দেবতাকে হয়তো প্রার্থনা করতে হতে পারে।
For this I'll depend on Krishna, but for that better I pray to the sun god or to Durga Devi or to Ganesha or someone else.
এমনি আমি কৃষ্ণ ভক্ত, তবে বিশেষ কোনো ক্ষেত্রের জন্য হয়তো দেবতাদের কাছে, আমার সূর্যের কাছে বা দুর্গা দেবীর কাছে একটু প্রার্থনা করব।
That means I don't have full confidence. That by serving Krishna, I'll do everything. This is because of our association with material energy since time
immemorial.
Although we're by nature pure devotees of Krishna, because of long association with matter, or with the material energy, we've become compromised.
আমরা শুদ্ধ ভক্তরই কথা, কিন্তু দীর্ঘকাল ধরে যারা প্রকৃতির সংস্পর্শে থাকার ফলে আর সেগুলোর আকর্ষণ থাকে।
So we need a program to revive our original nature, then everything will be okay.
তাই আমাদের প্রয়োজন আমরা একটা কার্যক্রম যাতে করে আমাদের আদি যে স্বভাব
So that program is this Krishna Consciousness Movement, which is meant to transfer our attention from so many other things and bring it to
Krishna.
to revive that lost relationship. And when that lost relationship is revived, then everything is alright. The characteristic of a pure devotee of Krishna is that he's always thinking of
Krishna.
And the characteristic of the gross materialist is that he never thinks of Krishna. And the rest of us are someplace in between. We sometimes think of Krishna, we sometimes forget Krishna. This is the situation. So, how to think of Krishna? Thinking is actually, to fix the mind is a very difficult business. Pramati Balabhadra Tham, what is that? Chanchala hi mana Krishna Pramati Balabhadra. The mind is always going here and there. That's the nature of the mind. We sit down to meditate on Krishna or think of Krishna, and pretty soon our mind is in America, or our mind is in Europe, or our mind is in Australia, or our mind is in the heavenly planets, our mind is anywhere and
everywhere.
I start out to sit and think of Krishna, but soon I'm thinking about my finances or my family affairs or my educational work or something. In previous ages, actually, people had such strong self-discipline that they could fix the mind and they would stay fixed. Dhyana vastata tatyakena manasa prashanti yam yogi. The yogis could fix their minds on Krishna and they could actually see Krishna within the heart because their minds would be so focused. But now, to fix the mind in this age of Kali is very difficult. The mind is so disturbed. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that better than thinking is chanting. Of course, chanting is also thinking, but it's thinking made easy. Because thinking of Krishna and keeping the mind fixed on Krishna in our present situation is not so easy. Well, the chanting has been given, which will enable us very easily to fix the mind on
Krishna.
Because Abhinnatan Navanami, there's no difference between Krishna and the name
Krishna.
So if the mind is fixed on the sound vibration of Krishna, then that's Krishna. And the mind can become fixed by sound. Silent meditation is very difficult.
Too
difficult. But meditation by sound is practical. we can go on chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Of course, even then the mind will start to go someplace else. So then the practice is still very simple. Wherever the mind is gone, we simply have to bring it back to hearing the sound. Wherever the mind goes, we simply have to bring it back. And this is the practice of chanting. In the beginning we say, just please chant Hare Krishna. Then as someone is chanting, he wants to know, how do I make advancement in chanting more? Then this point comes, that by chanting with attention. By chanting with attention. And how do we do that? By practice. Abhyasa yogi yokena chetasa na nirvana. By practice, we can come to the point where the mind will be fixed and it will not go here and there, here and there. The practice is not simply mechanical. The thing is that because the name Krishna and Krishna are the same, all of Krishna's attractive qualities are also there in Krishna's name. Nāva cintāmini Krishna cetana rasa vikrama purna shuddha nitya mukta abhinnata nāminam. Everything that you could find in Krishna, you can find in Krishna's holy name. That means all sweetness is there in Krishna's holy name. Everything is there. But at the present moment, we don't taste that sweetness. We chant Hare Krishna and we think, oh, this is alright. Or chanting one round or two rounds or 10 rounds, that's a little difficult. Requires a lot of discipline. But when we become advanced in chanting, then we taste that, oh, this Krishna name is very sweet. Rupa Goswami says it's so nice that when I chant Hare Krishna, I wish I had thousands of tongues and thousands of ears, then I could really chant.
So Rupa Goswami was saying,
the advanced devotees taste the sweetness of Krishna's holy
name.
But as beginners, we don't taste that same sweetness that they're tasting. Then what should we do? Rupa Goswami says, you just chant.
Rupa Goswami was in job for you.
Regularly. Anudina. Every day.
Anudina. What do you mean?
Here, satatam, nityashah. Means the same thing. Regularly. Why? Because that will bring about a change in our consciousness, and then we'll taste that sweetness. Rupa Goswami gives the example that for someone who has jaundice, the prescription is mishri.
Rupa Goswami
But of course, for the person who has jaundice, mishri has no sweet taste.
অবশ্যই যার জলিস হবে তার কিন্তু মিষ্টিতে কোনো স্বাদ লাগবে না.
It may even be a little bitter tasting. But because he's tasting that mishri every day, gradually the jaundice disease is being cured, and as it's becoming cured, the mishri is tasting sweet. And when he's fully cured, the mishri will taste fully sweet. So the same principle applies in chanting Hare Krishna. Because I'm at the present moment in a diseased condition because of my contact with Maya, I'm not tasting the full sweetness of chanting Hare
Krishna.
So then the prescription is every day, regularly, chant Hare
Krishna.
And by chanting Hare Krishna, we'll revive our natural taste. And by chanting Hare Krishna with appreciation, with taste, we'll realize that Krishna is there. There's no difference between Krishna and His name. Then all the benefits that we can get by being in touch with Krishna in person, we can get by chanting His holy name. Then chanting Hare Krishna and thinking of Krishna are the same. When Krishna is present, then everything is present. His qualities, his form, his pastimes, his associates, everything. While chanting, we don't have to separately practice to think of Krishna's qualities or think of Krishna's form or meditate on Krishna's pastimes. Simply, we have to hear. Simply chant and hear. And then everything will become revealed. Everything about Krishna's Krishna Tattva, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, everything.
Krishna Tattva, Krishna's name, Krishna's form, everything.
And then what will be the result? That will attain Krishna. Tasyaham sulabha. Very easily also. Why is it so easy? Because Krishna helps. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti. Krishna says, I'm in everyone's heart, and from within, I help him. Tesham satatujukdana vritam priti purvakam. Dadami buddhi yogam tam yena mam upayanti. For those who are trying to serve Krishna with love, Krishna reciprocates. Krishna is not a dead stone or some imaginary being. He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Krishna is not a dead stone or some imaginary being.
So he reciprocates. He is there in the heart and he sees this person is trying to love me, this person is trying to serve me, let me help. Then when Krishna helps, it becomes easy. On our own power, what can we do? We're very small, we're very weak, we're very afflicted by so many difficulties. On our own, it will be very difficult. On our own, it will be very difficult. But when Krishna helps, Sulabha, my dear Arjuna, becomes very easy. The clue is Nitya Yogdasya, always to be engaged in relation to
Krishna.
The main method is chanting Hare Krishna. And there are also so many ways to be engaged in the service of Krishna. To read about
Krishna.
To speak about Krishna. To do some practical service for Krishna. Someone is cooking for Krishna. Someone is cleaning for Krishna. Someone is making the dress for Krishna. Someone is making garments. Someone is giving some contribution. Everyone can in some way be engaged in the service of Krishna. And the real thing is we should always be engaged. This way, that way, this way, or that
way.
Srila Prabhupada said we should mold our lives in such a way that we will always think of
Krishna.
So for this we need some guidance also, expert guidance. Guidance is there in the form of Krishna's instructions in Bhagavad Gita, or his practical demonstration as Sri Chaitanya
Mahaprabhu.
And the representative of Krishna, the bona fide spiritual master, will instruct us further. And then we'll get the benefit. Tasyaham Sulabhava. And we become Nitya Yukta, engaged always, linked up always with
Krishna.
And the result will be that in this life we'll be happy. And at the end of this life, Tasyaham Chakradeham Punarjanmanai. You have to come back again to repeat the cycle of birth and death. Mani, you can go back home
after that.
Okay, thank you very much. Are there some questions?
The definition of real definition of bhakti.
Bhakti is described by Sri Rupa Goswami in his Nectar of Devotion.
Sri Rupa Goswami tar bhaktir santoshir bolte bhakti shala diyechen.
Sarva pani nir muktam tat pratena nirmalam. Rishikena Rishikesha seda bhakti. First thing is to be free from this bodily concept of
life. I'm
American, I'm Indian, I'm white, I'm black, I'm this, I'm that. So many upadis.
I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm Shara, I'm Bhagavad, I'm Bhagavad, I'm Bhagavad, I'm Bhagavad, upadi.
Sarvapadi vinirmukta. That's the first thing. Tat pratyekta nirmukta. We have to come to pure consciousness.
আর এইভাবে সর্বপাদী থেকে বিমুক্ত হতে হবে আর শুদ্ধ চেতনায় আসতে হবে.
And in that pure consciousness, Rishikena Rishikesha Seva. We have to engage our senses in the service of the master of the senses,
Krishna.
Bhakti is not merely some sentiment. And it's not merely some philosophical ideas, some speculative ideas. It's a program of practical activity. We have to do something. Just like marriage. It's not merely a sentiment. Oh, I love you so much. There has to be practical activity. Just like the wife is cooking for the husband. That's practical activity. If the man comes home from work, oh, now I'm here, where's my food? The wife says, I love you so much. Now that's all right, but where's dinner? Oh, no, I love you so much. But dinner? No, I was thinking about you all day. That's not the right thing. That's not satisfactory. If there is actual love, then there should be cooking. That means the love has got a practical shape. And actually, even then, before there's love, if the activities are regularly performed, the love will come. Traditionally, the boy and girl are married early, and even before the girl begins living at the house of the husband, under the direction of her mother, she's cooking something for the husband. Doing some service. And that gradually matures into a loving relationship. So in the beginning, even if we don't have so much love for Krishna, if we think, all right, let me do something, or we place ourselves under the direction of a devotee of Krishna, and the devotee says, now really you should do this. Or I read in scripture, I should do something. All right, let me do something then. Because I'm doing it, gradually it will become, I'll become happy to do it. In the beginning, all right, let me do a little something. But as it matures, oh, let me do something. It's so nice to do something for Krishna. Let me do something more. Let me do something more. Let me do something more. One gets a taste. Then he always wants to serve
Krishna.
Something else?
Maharaj, this transmigration of this soul into this body, because of my past deeds, I got this body, and now I had to suffer whatever the mistakes I did in the last previous birth. And to avoid this birth and death cycle, now I have come in contact with the ISKCON, and this is a process by which I can at least purify my past deeds, whatever they were. And then I have to confine this birth that I should do only the good things and the nishkam karma, whatever is said. But at the same time, sometimes, you know, some kind of iota of doubt will come. What will happen to my earlier the misdeeds? Can it be mitigated by, you know, associating myself with the pure devotees during this janma, this birth?
তো প্রশ্ন করছেন যে আমরা অতীতে অনেক বিভিন্ন ধরনের কর্ম করেছি, আর তারপরে এখন এই জন্য পেয়েছি সেই গ্রুপের কর্ম অনুসারে, তাতে করে আমরা কষ্ট পাচ্ছি এবং উপলব্ধি করতে পারছি যে আমি যদি কৃষ্ণের সেবার প্রতি হই তাহলে আমার পূর্বের সমস্ত কর্মই খর্চ হয়ে যাবে। তো সময় সময় মনে মধ্যে সন্দেহ যাবে, আচ্ছা আমি আগে অত পাপ করছি সেগুলো কি হবে, সেগুলো কি ভক্ত সঙ্গের মাধ্যমে খণ্ডন করা যাবে?
ভগবান গীতা হম তো আম সার পাপে গিয়ে মোক্ষ মাশুজা কৃষ্ণ সেজ ডোন্ট ওয়ারি
ভগবান শ্রীকৃষ্ণ বলছেন এই সম্বন্ধে চিন্তা করবেন না।
I'm freeing you from all sinful, sorry about it, from all sinful
emotions.
In Shastra also it said that by chanting Hare Krishna once purely, one can be freed from the reactions of more sins than he's able to commit. We have the example that Jamila was so sinful that no one could calculate. And he became free from all sinful reactions by chanting the holy name of the Lord.
This time to call it, Ajamil, only Papuji. You too, Bhavan and Nautar Kara Kale, that's some of the Papuji.
So much so that the Yamadutas couldn't touch him, the Vishnu Dutas interfered. He's chanting the holy name of the Lord. He's out of your jurisdiction. Or in Gaura Lila we have Jagai Matai. Such sinful people. But they surrendered and accepted the holy name of the Lord and gave up their sinful activities. And they became perfect.
যেমন গৌরীরা দেখা যায় জড়ায় মাথায় মহা মহা পাপিষ্ঠ ছিল, আর তা সত্ত্বেও যেহেতু ভগবানের নাম গ্রহণ করেছে, ভগবানের কাছে শরণাগত হয়েছে, তাই তার সমস্ত পাপ থেকে মুক্ত হয়েছে।
আর
কোনো কিছু?
Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna. All glories to Shri Prabhupada.